sources of fear, false evidence appearing real that stops you. The first one is self-doubt. The second one is self-pity. The third one is self-consciousness. When we start the conversations in our head that, and we go over and over and over them, that's what we start. It's in our minds. We built up that fear in our minds. And sometimes that fear is based on generational patterns of behavior or emotions that have been passed down to us from our parents, who are passed down from our grandparents and our great-grandparents. And we don't even know it. So it starts in our thoughts and our language about ourselves, to ourselves, and out there. We start saying things like, I could never do that. I'm not gifted like my friend or my relative. I don't have the qualifications to accomplish that task or to do that job. This is the manifestation of self-doubt. Then our words leads us to a place of self-pity. And where there is pity, there's unhappiness all around us. This circumstance just takes over who we were being. We walk around with our eyes casted down, our clothes not fitting properly, our posture is like hunched over, and the energy around us is so depleted. Then what do? With this negative state? We attract people who are like us, and are in that same state of mind. You know, like the phrase, misery loves company. That's who we are. We are misery, and we just love that company. This now is the formula for self-consciousness. And now what we want to start to ask ourselves is, why do we want to keep hanging out with people who put limits on us, criticize, and leave us defeated? We don't want to do that to ourselves. No. So I say it's time to change fear to faith, freedom, action, increase, time, and hope. Say that over and over and over again. We're going to change fear to faith. We will have the freedom to choose to live life in fear. Or we could create a possibility starting right now for our lives that takes us in a whole new direction. And then we can say stuff like, I am qualified. I have gifts and talents that I can use out there in the world to change humanity. This will lead us to an increase of positive energy around us. And then things will start to change and we will attract people in the same positive zone. And after a period of time, we will see that we will start to manifest self-confidence. This will allow us to walk with our head held high and with a sense of purpose. Before you know it, we're living a life of hope. We're living a life of joy, happiness, and this is what we want. We want to stay on that trajectory. So today, I'm challenging you to take off the cloak of fear and put on hope.
Thank you for joining me, Fatima Gould, at I Am.